Well, there is a lot going on in Washington today. Even though Congress is out of town, many members have gone home for the summer recess, but they are not getting a breather from their constituents. A lot of noisy town hall meetings. North Carolina Republican Robert Pittenger, who's voted against Obamacare, found that out earlier this week when he was verbally attacked by some conservative activists who didn't want to hear a nuanced message. The edited version of the exchange has gotten a lot of attention online.
Easy question. This is what the Tea Party wants to know. Will you vote with Mike Lee to defund Obamacare? Yes or no?
Would you like to hear a thoughtful answer?
I want yes or no.
No.
The attacks are reminiscent, of course, of the summer of 2009 when Tea Party activists stormed town hall meetings talking about Obamacare. But this summer's targets are fellow Republicans. Congressman Pittenger joins us now from Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Jeremy. Hope you're well.
Well, let's start with your forum on Monday. You asked your constituent whether he wanted a simple answer or a thoughtful one. And it turned out that the crowd or part of it did not want the thoughtful answer. They wanted the simple one. Why do you think that was?
Well, you know, these forums can be exciting times and really good time for people to come out and meet the congressman and express their views. That's what we did on Monday. I think the question at hand was, is it related to Obamacare and should we defund it and demand that or else, you know, shut down the government? Frankly, I'm on record against Obamacare. I've either been the primary sponsor, the co-sponsor, voted against, or voted for about 15 bills that would defund it, that would replace it, that would reform it. Deductibles are going up in North Carolina. Frankly, Blue Cross Blue Shield announced a few weeks ago that businesses could expect to pay a 284% increase in premiums.
But you made the point that you could defund it all day long. It's not going to go anywhere in the Senate or anywhere with the president, and they didn't want to hear that.
I think that was the point I was trying to make. You know, let's be logical. You know, I want a thoughtful approach to our governance. We have tried to do that. We've done that with no budget, no pay. We forced the Senate the first time in 4 years to pass a budget on that debt ceiling increase. We have required now mandatory spending cuts. There are things that we've done that have been achievable and workable. And frankly, I don't think they've got perhaps 15 votes in the Senate to pass this. So what would happen if we took the demand for Obamacare to the Senate? It's already passed the House, and we made that the pressing issue that was a line in the sand. Well, it would fail in the Senate. And what would happen, though, is Obamacare would stay in full force. And much of Obamacare is in the law as mandatory spending, which will continue in a government shutdown. But our soldiers, our airmen, our sailors, our Marines, our veterans, they wouldn't get paychecks during a government shutdown, nor would seniors get many of their services. And I'm just not going to vote to deny our military in a misguided effort to fight Obamacare.
So there's the thoughtful answer that you wanted to give, but they didn't want to hear it. So why do you think you're getting so much flack from conservatives? You call yourself a conservative. You have, as you say, you are on record opposing Obamacare. Why are they coming after you like this?
Well, it's American spirit. I mean, that's what we do. We debate, and people have different ideas and approaches. I'm a businessman. I look at logic and how I think you can construct a more favorable outcome.
How do you balance what you're hearing from the loudest members of your party with what probably the majority of your voters who don't go to these meetings are thinking?
Well, I hear everybody out. I've got a half a dozen more of these town hall meetings, and I look forward to the opportunity. And I don't mind people being yelling or being concerned. It's really okay. That's their right to come and express their feelings. They're very emotionally upset. They see our country going down a fiscal course that's totally unsustainable. So they're upset, and I think they have every right to be upset. And I can work through that. That's not a problem.
Are they bringing up immigration reform? Do they have views on that?
Oh, sure. There's other groups who came, and they had concerns over immigration, and they were probably even more dominant in the meeting than this one. They just didn't have, videotaping going on.
Hmm. Do you think that's changed? You've only been in Congress since this year, but do you think that the constant presence of video cameras everywhere has changed your job?
No, not really. I was in the state Senate for three terms. I really understand people's concerns, and I'm glad to be accountable for what I say. I do think it's a little disheartening when they would cut off the video and not allow the explanation to occur so the people get the full context of what I say. But over time, the message gets out and truth wins out, and people understand what I'm trying to convey.
Congressman Robert Pittenger is a Republican from North Carolina. Congressman, thanks so much.
Well, enjoy being with you, Jeremy. Best to you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.